So, as this scene has been set, and the kind of eminent, although they were thinking that we are safe, we have, the Mosul doesn't exist, but the news even has reached demigods, and they have descended in Dwarka. Atha Brahma Atma Jair Devai. Brahma has come along with Atmaja, his children, his offsprings. Deve Prajesha Avrato Bhyagat. Prajapatis have come. Bhavascha Bhuta Bhavesho Yayo Bhuta Ganair Rataha. Shiva also has come. Shiva the Bhuta Bhavya, the bestower of the auspiciousness, as Shiva. He has his associates, some bhutas also. Surrounded by them, he has come. Indra Marudvir Bhagavan Aditya Vasavo Svino Rubhavo Angiraso Rudra Vishve Sadhyascha Devata. So others also have come. Indra has come, Marudvi Vasavaha. There are 8 Vasus, 2 Aswin Kumaras, Gandharva Apsaro Nagaha Siddha Charana Guhyakaha. So many varieties of beings, personalities from higher planetary systems. Rushaya Pitarashchaiva Savidyadhara Kinnaraha. Dvarakam upajagamu sarve krishna didrakshavaha. Because they're all worried that, oh, Krishna may be leaving the universe. We better see him. We want to see him. Didrakshava. They're very anxious to have his darshan before his departure. They were very much there when he had advented. They had run, they had rushed to Mathura, and they were offering their prayers and greeting the Lord. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham. So all the demigods headed by Brahma. Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divya Istavai. They're offering prayers as he had appeared and now, especially because they had appealed to the Lord for his advent and Lord had responded and he had appeared, so they were there to greet him, thank him for the appearance, but now Lord is getting ready to depart. So all the demigods, they have 330 million. How many demigods? There are 330 million demigods. So they have come for darshan of the Lord. Nataha asmate nata arpadaravindam buddhi indriya prana mano vachu vachobhihi. So we offer our most humble obeisances at your padaravindam, pada aravinda, your lotus like feet, and we render service unto you using our buddhi, indriya, the intelligence, our senses, our mind, our speech, all these faculties, everything is at your disposal. And there are more prayers. They have spoken. They had been talking and talking. Brahma Uvach, and there's, so everyone's talking together, says, all the demigods have offered prayers and they have spoken to the Lord. But then there's also a special speech, a dialogue of Brahma with the Lord. And he says, Bhumir Bharavataraya Pura Vigyapitaha Prabho Tvam Asma Bhirashishatmastattaiva Papaditam. Yes, in the past, because this earth was burdened with the heavy weight of the demons, and Mother Earth was feeling uncomfortable, and so on her behalf we had prayed to you. In the past we did this, and you appeared, and you did fulfill our desires of annihilating those demons. Avatirya yadorvamse bibhradrupamanuttamam. With wonderful form, Sri Krishna form, you have appeared. Devaha api asya rupasya nityam darshana kangshinaha. Even Krishna personally has said this about his own form. What does he say? In 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says, oh, my form, O Arjuna, now that you are looking at, sudur darsham idam rupam. Darshan of this form is very rare. Devaha api asya rupasya. Even the demigods are very, very anxious to have darshan of this form. Nityam darshana kangshinaha. So that kind of wonderful form, Krishna form, which is best of all the forms of the Lord. Krishna has so many forms. Advaitam achutam anadi ananta rupam. So many ananta, unlimited forms. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tisthan. Nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu. You assume so many forms. Ram and other murtis, you become this murti, that murti, this rupa, that. But of all these murtis, the Krishna form, this is most beautiful, unparalleled. So that form you assumed, and you performed so many pastimes, you performed magnanimous deeds, hitaya jagato kratha, for the benefit of the whole world. He performed all these pastimes. Yani yani te charitanisha manushya sadhava kalo shranamantaha kirtayantascha tarishanti anjasatamaha. And Lord has made it easy for us. Our liberation, our devotion has become easier, Brahma says. And those manushyas, the human beings, when they sit down and they hear your pastime, especially Kalo, in this age of Kali, shranavantaha kirtayantascha, as these pastimes are spoken and heard, tarishanti, person becomes, he floats this world and then goes across, doesn't sink deep into the ocean, but tarishanti, like he sits in this boat of shravanam kirtanam and easily crosses this world of ignorance. Tarishanti tamaha. And my dear Lord, yadubamshe avatirnasya bhavata purushottama sharat shatam vyatiyaya panchavinshadhikam prabho. As if he had been keeping track. says, "My dear Lord, O Purushottam, you were on the planet for last 125 years. Panchavinsha adhikam shatam shatam, that's 100 and panchavinsha, that's 25. 125 years you were on this planet." And as we are talking of, well, the departure of the Lord from this planet, there is a, well, information of when Lord departed from this planet. 3102 years BC before Christ, Lord departed. The pastime that we are talking about here, this took place 3102 years BC. So to bring that to 2006, that's how many years? I had a little addition here. 5,000 auspicious. 108. 5,108 years ago, Lord departed. And then if you want to know how many years ago, precisely, how many years ago he appeared, then what you have to do? Add 125 years, and that comes to 5,233. I did a little calculation before coming here. Smart, huh? So nothing is vague. Everything is clear. Huh? All information is there. Exact. So Brahma says, "Yes, yes, my dear Lord, you were here for 125 years, and you did all that we desired and prayed for. And so if you wish, tataha swadhama paramam vishashva yadi manyase, if you wish, yadi manyase, yadi tvam manyase, if you like, you may enter your own abode. You may return to your own abode." He's getting Brahma's endorsement. He's a big figure. So taking him into confidence, his consent is there. Idanim nasha arabdha. Lord says yes. He says more other things also. But then he says, "Yes, you know, the destruction of the Yadu dynasty has begun. With that curse, that was the beginning. This is just a matter of some more time and they would be all out of here." And yashyami bhavanam kulasya dvija shapataha. Yes, those dvijas, those brahmins, those sages, munis, they have cursed our family, our whole dynasty. So the death, departure, destruction is imminent. Cannot be avoided. So yashyami, we will all go. And one thing Lord says to Brahma, that yashyami bhravanam brahman he brahmaji etan ante tavanagha. On the way back home to Golok, I will drop in at your Brahmalok. I will just quickly visit you. I'll make a stopover, one stop. From as I start from Dwarka here, one stop in Brahmalok, and then I will return. So, in some encouraging words for Brahma, he'll visit Brahma's dham. Ityuk to lokanathena swayambhu pranipatyatam. So as all the demigods were certainly hearing with rapt attention, so finally they all offered their pranams to the Lord and they returned to their own abodes, to respective lokas. But they'll be back. There's some more time before Lord departs. So he's about to leave, they again will come back. So this is just the preparation part. Asatasyam mahotpatan dvaravatyam samusthitan samutthitan vilokya bhagavanaha yaduvradhan samagatan. So demigods have returned, and now Lord is addressing. He is there with the residents of Dwarka. All the elders have assembled, and Lord wants to address them. Mahot utpatan, you know, the signs of destruction. Already so many indications are there. So in the midst of that, and everyone, it's on everybody's mind. So there's assembly of the residents of Dwarka, and Sri Bhagavanumacha, Lord is addressing. Don't you see? Su mahotpataha vyatyushtan iha sarvata shapascha kulashyadi brahmane bhyo duratyaya. Oh, that curse by the brahmanas, this cannot be avoided. It's impressing upon all the residents of Dwarka. And hence he says, Aryakaha, O respected assembled elders, I do not advise that you stay on in Dwarka. We better go to Prabhasam. We go to Prabhas Kshetra. Sumahat punyam yashyamo adyeva machiram. Better we leave Dwarka. It's very dangerous to be here. Let's go to Prabhas Kshetra. Sumahat punyam yashyamo. And when to go? Adyaiva, today we will leave. No, we machiram. No delays, we have to go. We must leave. Get ready. Prepare yourself to leave for Prabhas Kshetra. Well, they could also, why not die in Dwarka? So the commentaries are there by our great acharyas. And they explain that well, there are different, when Lord appears, there are three kinds of, Lord has three kinds of associates. One kind is those who come with him from his own abode. From the spiritual sky they come. He comes, they come with him from Golok. That's one kind. The other kind is those who have become now eligible. They had been chanting and dancing and hearing Bhagavad Katha and they also did Ante Narayana Smriti at the time of death. Also they remembered the Lord, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and others are successfully departing the body from the planet. So setting example, Dhiras Tatra Namuyati, not disturbed by that change of the body. So yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyante kalevaram. The kind of thought you have at the time of death, that is what determines our future. So those who depart in full Krishna consciousness, they depart. So before they go back to Golok, they associate with Krishna in one of the universes. They spend, they participate in Krishna's pastimes. And when that pastime is over, then they go to Golok. So that's the second kind. The third kind is the demigods. When Lord appears, and Lord had instructed, you have to take birth, you have to join, go take birth in Brajamandal. When they had gone to, they were praying for Lord's advent, and Lord agreed, and he said, but you go ahead of me and take birth in Vrindavan or in Dwarka, those places. And of course, the residents of Dwarka, they were in Mathura before. From there, they had gone to Dwarka. Lord transferred them. So those persons whose time either has not come to go to Golok or those who need to stay on to continue their the duties as demigods, and they need to return to their own planets, they are being taken out of Dwarka. Because if they leave their bodies in Dwarka, well, they'll go back to Godhead. So they are being taken out of Dwarka. So that they leave the body and then they go to, they stay on in this universe for a longer time, or they continue their duties as demigods, but because they have come from there and they return, they had come to assist the Lord in his pastimes. So that is one explanation about this proposal. Let's go to Prabhas Kshetra and let's fight it out there. Not here in Dwarka. Yatrasnatva. So we'll go there, we'll take bath. This is Krishna's proposal. We'll become free from vimuktaha kilbishat. All the sins that we may have committed, we'll become free from that in that holy dham. Suran bhojayitva. We'll feed the brahmanas, vipran. Teshu danani patra. We'll give charity. And as a result, tarishyamaha, will become free, liberated. And that would be our perfection. So let's all get ready and ready to go. So they will be getting ready. They are going to, that comes up also somewhere. They go by boat. They start journey there in Dwarka. They get into the boat. No, that's not Dwarka. That's Prabhas Kshetra. Yeah, the Dwarka name. Okay. And by boat they come to Prabhas Kshetra. And once they are on the land, onto the land, they have more journey, not much, little journey, by chariots they go to Prabhas Kshetra. So Bhagavatam described they had a boat ride and then the chariot ride to reach Prabhas Kshetra. This map helps, huh? It's good? Yeah, otherwise who knows where in the universe is Prabhas Kshetra? They're talking. So, audio visual. Okay, then our Uddhav, he also has come to know that Lord is, he just heard the address by the Lord and he was there. Get ready, let's go. To Prabhas Kshetra. And Uddhav has approached the Lord very confidentially. You could see Lord seated on the throne and Uddhav at his feet. The complexion of both of them is the same. In fact, they look alike. Uddhav, very confidential associate, friend, relative, minister, consultant for the Lord. Very dear to the Lord. Every day, even going to the assembly, two of them would have go in the same chariot. So, very close to the Lord. And he never, not only he looked like the Lord, but he also used to dress like the Lord. Not dress like the Lord, but he used to use the dress of the Lord. He never went to the tailor and stitched clothes for himself. He would wait for Lord to give him some maha clothes, maha prasad. Then he would wear. So when he was sent by Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan, Uddhava was sent, Krishna did not go. So in his place, Uddhava goes. That also gives us understanding of how important is this figure, personality, Uddhava. Lord did not go. So in his place, Uddhava goes. So when he was coming in the chariot, the gopis had seen Krishna leaving in the chariot, go to Mathura, and now they saw another chariot coming from Mathura's side, and they thought, for sure, this is the chariot of the Lord. And he had promised, I will come back. So the chariot was getting closer, and then they saw the person, his complexion was just like Krishna. And the clothes, just like Krishna. And they're all convinced, oh, it's Krishna, for sure it's Krishna. But as chariot got closer, of course, they realized, oh, there's only one person in the chariot. No, no, no. Krishna, he would not come alone. Where is Balaram? Then they started doubting. And then soon they were totally disappointed. That wasn't Krishna, but that was just Uddhav. And he had a letter for the residents of Vrindavan, for gopis, and message. Message of Krishna only, no Krishna, only message. So that Uddhav is here with the Lord, and he says, Naham tavangri kamalam kshanardham api keshava tyaktum samutsahe natha swadhama nayamam api. Maybe he has some reason to think which has not been disclosed here. He thinks that Lord is going to leave him behind. Lord will go, but Uddhav will stay on. And he says, no, no. From your lotus feet, staying away even for a moment, I can't stand, I can't bear this. Tyaktum samutsahe natha. So please, swadhama nayamam api. Me too. Bring me also with you too. To swadham, your dham, with you. And then he says, you know, we all, shayyasana snana krida shayanadishu. We did this together. We ate together, we slept together, we traveled together, we played together. You name it, we were together, we're team members. Tava kriditam Krishna nrinam parama mangalam karna piyusham asvadya tyajanti sriham janaha. Yeah. That your kriditam, your play, your pastimes, your activities, the parama mangalam, param, supreme, the mangal, all auspicious pastimes. And anyone who hears karna piyusha asvadya, and these pastimes enter karna vivarai, enter his ears, he becomes free from all the material, mundane attachments and desires. He's cut.